Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
1 week ago, Martin Luther King Day, you were at GCC.
We were for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, sure. And interestingly enough, we were invited to be part of the festivities there, which were very well attended,
Right, and there was a lot going on.
It was packed, and there was a lot going on. There were two different tracks, one for the older kids, one for the younger kids.
Right.
So there was some crossover, of course. I saw everybody from college-age kids and grandparents down to little tiny, you know, 2 and 3 year olds mm-hmm. or even younger than that. But the majority of kids that we were there to talk to were 11 and 12 year olds.
Okay.
And you might wonder why the money doctor is talking to 11 and 12 year olds.
I was wondering.
And
that.
How far off is college for them and all of that? Well, we were there talking to 11 and 12 year olds because Amy Proietti and Eve Solomon Fernandez and other people that are involved with the college are aware that we aren't having this conversation early enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so although we can talk to the older kids, by the time they get to be 17, 18 years old, they've pretty much, they're on track. They know where they want to go to college, what they want to study.
Yep.
Their decisions are somewhat made, right?
Sure.
And you're very close to pulling the trigger on this. And so making changes is harder. But at 11 or 12, you can talk to them in a way that will make a difference going forward, and you have some time to plan. So we had, in order to engage the kids, of course, a game called What Do You Meme? Are you aware of this? Yeah. So
Yes, I've actually seen this game.
Yeah.
Well, there is a box game. Well, there's a box
there
game
is.
With memes. Is that what it is? Or
there
is, this
is a box game with memes. So Tom Vanna, who worked with us on this project, had adapted this for this venue, right?
Okay.
So we had a table and some easels full of 8.5 by 11 pictures of Patrick or my cat Lola or Frozen 2 figures or whatever, and then a number of memes on paper that they could rifle through and find the right meme that they thought matched the photograph.
Okay.
Or they could write their own. Interestingly enough, writing their own, I thought, was the most interesting. Kids are so smart today, and they came up with such witty stuff. It was really
great. I can imagine, yeah.
There was a table, the YMCA had their leadership group there, and there was a table of those kids right in front of our table. And they played that game the full 2 hours.
Really?
They just kept coming back and getting more pictures. And so it was really fun. So partway through, I decided, wouldn't it be interesting if their parents would agree, of course, to have them hold up their meme in front of our camera and take a picture of it and then talk to me about money.
Okay.
Answer some questions for me and ask me questions. That's where the fun really started for me. So, I mean, we could go on about the questions because the kids are really, really great.
Yeah.
But one of the questions that I was asking kids is, how much do you think it will cost you to go to college? What do you suppose their answers were, Nick?
Like in the thousands of dollars?
What do you think? Wouldn't you think?
Somewhere in the thousands.
So let me ask you what a Nintendo Switch costs. Do you know?
Oh, that's several hundred.
Right.
It's like two or three hundred, isn't it? Is it not?
See, now this is the disconnect I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You and I have no idea what a Nintendo Switch costs unless we've just bought one for our kids, right?
Right.
But kids know immediately. So they know a Nintendo Switch in detail, you know, $300 to $400, depending on where you buy it, depending on how good it is. They've got it down.
They know this.
How much does it cost you to go to college?
They
the
have.
Most common answer, $500.
$500 to go to college.
The most common answer. Almost every kid said somewhere in that
range.
Wow.
Okay. So there is a disconnect. They haven't got that yet.
There was one 14-year-old who guessed $6,000.
Okay.
And there was a 12-year-old homeschooled kid who guessed $2,000. Those were the two highest guesses.
Wow.
And they both had guesses, and they both had siblings already in college and whatnot.
Yeah.
But most kids, one kid guessed $50.
Yeah.
I said, how much do you think it would cost you to go to private school? Oh, $100.
$100.
Right? So this disconnect with money and what it will cost to go to college is really apparent, especially at these ages.
Yeah.
I would ask every kid, do you think your parents will need to help you with that? Complete divide. Some kids said, oh, absolutely. I'm going to need my parents' help. I'm going to need support for that much money, right? And some kids just said, no, they don't think so. They're going to, I asked one kid, what's your favorite thing in school? And they said, football. I said, do you think you'll get a scholarship? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I asked one child, do you have any questions for me? I asked every kid, do you have any questions for me? And this kid said, no, not really. I said, you think you got this money thing all figured out? He said, yeah. And we gave him a high five. I mean, great, you know. I met an 11-year-old who was definite about wanting to go to law school. He he's one of 12 siblings.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's great. And he was really interested in our book. I actually signed a copy and gave it to him. But the reason I'm saying this is because if you're a parent and you're thinking that talking to your 11 or 12 year old about college doesn't feel right, or it feels like it's uncomfortable to talk about the money, I'm here to tell you those kids are hungry for it.
Yeah.
They couldn't wait to talk to me about this stuff. They kept coming back to the table and asking me questions. And at the end of the day, one 11 year old boy came up, shook my hand and said, and he was pretty shy too. And he said, I just want to tell you that this, you made this my favorite year of all the years I've been coming to this.
Yeah. Very nice.
Wasn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the kids were great. It's the parents who are reserved about it. The kids need this discussion. Start talking to them, because there's a trend coming of kids that less and less kids want this debt. And if you start at 11 or 12 years old, you can manage this.
Yeah.
And you need their help, and they need to know that they're involved and they're planning for something big in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Francis Rahm, the Money Doctor, Power Down Debt, and HugYourStudentDebt.org joins us every week here on the show. People have questions about this segment or anything that you do, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. 413-773-3333 or HugYourStudentDebt.org.
All right. And you and I will talk next week.
Thanks, Nick.